It's time to eat.
What are you hungry for?
Sit down and get ready to consume an abundance of fantasy football knowledge from Ross Tucker and Joe Dolan.
Feed me now! I'm starving!
On the Fantasy Feast Eatin' Podcast.
Yeah, let's eat, baby! It is the Fantasy Feast Eatin' Podcast, presented, of course, by DraftKings. I'm Ross Tucker, former NFL offensive lineman, 5 teams, 7 years, you know the drill. He's Joe Dolan from FantasyPoints.com, where you must go use the code 22FEAST on top of the already 25% off, which is ridiculous, at FantasyPoints.com. It's the show that's so nice, we do it twice. And we're getting into late games now, Joe, starting with the Niners in Carolina.
Carolina's offense is just absolutely atrocious right now. Oh, Baker Mayfield. I'll fully admit, when they traded for Mayfield, I'm like, hey, look, I'm not saying he's the answer, but I thought he was a better answer than Sam Darnold, better answer than PJ Walker, better answer than Teddy Bridgewater. So far, dead wrong about Carolina under Baker Mayfield. I mean, he's the worst starting quarterback in football, and I'm wondering if he's even worse than Justin Fields, because at least Fields, if he can at least take off and run and make a play with his legs. I mean, a whopping 62.5% of Mayfield's total passing yardage this year has come after the catch. So, like, the only guys, it's only players who are making plays for him. It's the second highest rate in the league. He leads the league in percentage of throws that are batted down at the line of scrimmage. 8% of them are batted down. He has completed 51.9% of his throws when not blitzed. It's the last in the league. It is atrocious right now. DJ Moore, among receivers per fantasy points data, with 15 or more targets, he is 67th of 73 in catchable target rate. Only 62.1% of his targets have been deemed catchable. Oh, and by the way, the receivers who have more than 15 targets all average a much higher average depth of target than DJ Moore. So by nature, the ball's thrown farther down the field, the ball's less likely to be catchable. DJ Moore's average depth of target is 7.4, okay? These are layup throws, and Baker Mayfield is connecting on basically 60% of them to be even catchable. That's not to say they have been caught. I mean, he has been so bad right now. Oh, and by the way, The Panthers are running the fewest plays in the NFL by a long shot, would be the fewest in about 20 years. I mean, there is nothing positive here. Christian McCaffrey obviously is dinged up. I know he got it done in the receiving game, but he doesn't look 100%. I'm glad he made it through that game, but there is nothing positive about the Carolina Panthers right now. This team is abominable.
What about the Niners now?
The Niners coming off a really big win for them. The defense really got to Matthew Stafford. Debo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, 15 targets, 12 targets over the last 2 weeks. Debo has been Jimmy G's first read target on 31% of the time, followed by Ayuk at 25%. But it's a slow-paced offense. And unfortunately, it's hurting Debo, Ayuk, and Kittle in terms of a volume perspective. The 49ers are dead last in pace when the score is within one, which is the amount of time between snaps, by the way. So they are the slowest team in the NFL. Garoppolo's attempted just 56 passes over the last 2 weeks. They're going to be the 49ers. Again, I just told you the Panthers run like 50 plays a game. This would be the worst in the NFL in 2 decades. This game is projected to have by far the fewest plays running it this week, which is going to hurt Debo. It's going to hurt George Kittle. It's going to hurt Ayuk, and it's going to hurt Jeff Wilson in the backfield. Now, Wilson's a guy I think you got to start because he's essentially a bell cow right now, but don't be surprised if there's like 100 total plays running this game, which is a problem for fantasy. Let's just say, put it this way, Ross. DFS guys, day off this game. You don't want to mess with this game for DFS.
All right, good to know. What about the Eagles in Arizona to take on the Cardinals?
Yeah, this is the Eagles. They've continued to win in impressive fashion. They win in different conditions. They win in different weather. They win despite some injuries. And the Cardinals, whether they win or lose, their offense is the same crap every single week. Kyler Murray is dinking and dunking to an extreme degree right now. His average depth of target is 5.84 yards down the field. Okay? It was 8.6 last year, 8.5 the year before, and 7.9 in his rookie season in 2019. 22% of his throws have been passes to receivers running just simple hitch routes. This is a completely uncreative offense. The good news is, from a fantasy perspective, is he at least throws the ball to where we want it to go. Marquise Brown had a season-high 35% target share in week five. That was his season. In week four. That has increased every single week. Zach Ertz has now finished as a top 15 scoring tight end in 13 of his 15 games with the Cardinals. So those two guys are getting the football. Ross, we might have to douse the Dortch torch. Rondale Moore returned to the lineup in week number four. Rondale Moore ran more routes than Marquise Brown. He ran 33 to lead the team. Greg Dortch's routes got cut to 17. Of course, Rondale Moore had a very Rondale Moore-like stat line in that game, doing nothing of interest. He had 5 targets, 3 catches, and 11 yards, and that is a juicy 2.2 yards per target. I'm not really interested in him. The guys I'm interested here are obviously Murray, Marquise Brown. By the way, you have to watch the status of Darius Slay, because if Darius Slay doesn't play, that's a big boost to Marquise Brown and Zach Ertz. And again, James Conner, the problem with James Conner is he's not getting in the box nearly as much as he did last year. He averaged under 4 yards per carry last year. He's creating zero explosive plays on the ground. He's just a plotter. He's a flex play at this point, and especially against an Eagle defense that, after being gashed on the ground in week one by the Lions and DeAndre Swift, have just shut down opposing run games the last 3 weeks.
What about the Eagles on offense?
Now, the Eagles are starting to become an easy team for me, because tell me which of these guys you feel comfortable benching for fantasy. Miles Sanders?
No.
Jalen Hurts?
No.
A.J. Brown?
No.
Devontae Smith?
Maybe.
Dallas Goedert?
No.
I mean, Devontae Smith is really the only one, and, you know, again, week one was a weird game. Week four was played in a torrential downpour. I know, I was in Philadelphia for a wedding. I feel bad for them. it was really not a nice day. And that's the Eagles right now. And now keep an eye on their offensive line. Arizona, J.J. Watt going up there against Jordan Mailata might not play. Isaac Seumalo might not play. But Ross, you know how the Eagles operate. Sue Opetta comes in, he looks pretty good. Jack Driscoll comes in, he looks pretty good. Andre Diller just got his practice window activated, so he might be able to play this week. The Eagles are just a machine right now. And I'm not sitting any of those guys for fantasy. I'm just not doing it.
There's a chance that we were talking about this on the Philly radio this morning, that the Cardinals against the Phillies is the same time as the Cardinals against the Eagles. Can't imagine Major League Baseball would do that. But I can tell you, if you love sports on TV, you'll love the price at Sling TV. You can follow all the action on one screen and catch every touchdown every Sunday thanks to NFL Red Zone, available on Sling Blue Plus Sports Extra. Sling's easy to use, easy to set up, and now you can try it for half off. They're giving this to you for half off. Just visit sling.com/DraftKings to sign up today. Watch every touchdown live every Sunday afternoon with NFL Red Zone on Sling. For a limited time, you get Sling Blue and add-on Sports Extra with NFL Red Zone for half off your first month. Regular price is $46. Now it's only $23. That's right. You get the best deal on Red Zone, so you can catch all the touchdowns at the lowest price with Sling TV. Visit sling.com/DraftKings to sign up today. Joe, it's the Cowboys, Cooper Rush and the Cowboys at the Rams.
So here's the deal with Dak Prescott, by the way, and he's not going to play this week. Jerry Jones said on Tuesday, Dak Prescott isn't able to comfortably grip footballs with the thumb that was repaired via surgery. Michael Gelkin of the Dallas Morning News further confirmed that he's not going to play this week. And you have to wonder how much of the Cowboys' their tune changing. You know, they didn't put him on injured reserve. Well, now he's going to miss his fourth consecutive game, so they could have. I would have to think them being 3-0 with Cooper Rush at quarterback has a big part into the way that they've operated this way. I mean, based on Jerry Jones's comments, not only is Dak Prescott not going to play this week, I wonder if he's even going to play next week against Philadelphia. You know, he's got the swelling. I think that's probably their goal, is to play him next week. But they're not going to rush Prescott out there when they're 3-0 with Cooper Rush. I think this is their toughest challenge yet, going on the road to a Los Angeles team that is absolutely pissed off right now. But for Los Angeles, I mean, you watch San Francisco get after Stafford. How do we anticipate that Dallas won't get after Stafford with that pass rush? Lawrence and Parsons and the boys, like, they're going to get after Matthew Stafford in this game. Could be a lower scoring game than you might think in this game. The total, by the way, 43.5 for this one. Definitely a little bit different than you would have thought from an opening line during the summer. And I've got to agree with it. I mean, I think Rush has just been taking care of the game. He hasn't had a game get away from him yet. That could happen in this game. This could also be a game where it's 17-10 because Stafford and the Rams, who averaged under 4.0 yards per play last week, can't get them protected up. So it's going to be a fascinating game here. I do think this is the toughest challenge for the Cooper Rush era, but also the Cowboys are getting healthier at receiver. You know, obviously CeeDee Lamb, Cooper Rush has peppered him with targets. By the way, CeeDee Lamb in his last 15 games has 6 games of 15 or more fantasy points. Cooper Rush has started 4 of them. So Cooper Rush peppers CeeDee Lamb with targets. Dalton Schultz does not get peppered with targets, but they do have Michael Gallup back in the lineup. He's more of a bench stash for me right now. But I got to be impressed with Cooper Rush. I'm just not sure how much Dallas is going to score in this game.
Are we playing anybody for the Rams other than Cooper Kupp?
Oh, Tyler Higbee. Tyler Higbee's getting like these 400 short targets every week, and he's a must start. Like I told you on yesterday's podcast, I said I'd start Tyler Higbee over Kyle Pitts right now, and that's not even controversial. I don't know how. Like, I think you have to start Tyler Higbee over Kyle Pitts right now. The run game has been brutal. Cam Akers, 8 carries for 13 yards. Darrell Henderson, 8 for 27. Stafford, again, I think he's going to be under siege here. This offensive line has really struggled here. So I think this could be a low-scoring game. Cooper Kupp and Tyler Higbee, and then you're crossing your fingers and praying for the rest of the guys. Allen Robinson, 2 catches for 7 yards on 6 targets. It is not working for him right now.
Let's get to Bengals-Ravens Sunday night. I'll be there, Joe. What do I need to know?
Oh, okay, Ross. Well, one of the things that we need to watch is the injury status of Rashad Bateman, who's got a mid-foot sprain. Our Dr. Edwin Porras at FantasyPoints.com thinks it could be nothing, thinks it could be something that might cost him a couple of weeks. A guy like Hollywood Brown had one this year and didn't miss any time at all. So it's possible Rashad Bateman. There was thought that Bateman might have gotten benched for performance reasons because of John Harbaugh's vague comments last week after I think Bateman dropped a key third down pass. And I thought that would have been strange to bench him for performance reasons, given that was played in a hurricane. That's the thing that we've got to watch with Bateman. But his usage has been disappointing anyway. It was just a game last week against Buffalo that neither team could really throw the football, especially the Ravens. I'm not really going to hold that too much against Lamar Jackson and company with the weather and Leslie Frazier and Sean McDermott just coaching the guys up and doing an impressive job. One thing to watch here in the Ravens backfield, Justice Hill picked up an injury. He's going to miss some time. Gus Edwards activated off the PUP list. His practice window is open. Doesn't mean he's going to play this week, but if you're dying for running back help in a deeper league, Gus Edwards could be out there. And J.K. Dobbins, I said I needed to see it before I put him in a lineup. Well, I saw it. He had 17 touches, 63 yards from scrimmage, 2 touchdowns. I think you can put J.K. Dobbins in a lineup as an RB2 right now, understanding that he's probably not going to look the same, but with Justice Hill hurt, Gus Edwards still working his way back, I feel like J.K. Dobbins is going to get a lot of work in this backfield. He has at least given their run game some life that it didn't have in the first 2 weeks of the season.
And the Bengals, Joe?
Yeah, the Bengals, again, I mean, Joe Mixon, by the way, is still underperforming his XFP. Here's a narrative for you. Ross, did a player ever do this for you? Joe Mixon called an offensive line meeting with the backs to sort out the run game. Did that ever happen with you?
I don't remember a player ever doing that, but there were times certainly where the running backs in line got together to make sure everybody's on the same page and looking at it that same way and seeing it the same way. But that's interesting that Mixon did that. I saw that note.
So we got the narrative now for Joe Mixon. Not only do we know that even though he scored last week, he's still underperforming by XFP, Scott Barrett's expected fantasy points. Now we've got the narrative that he and the offensive line are getting everybody fired up to run the football here. So I still think Joe Mixon is a buy low candidate to me. Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins, I think Ja'Marr Chase is a buy low candidate to me too. I mean, that guy has like five almost touchdowns this year. So I think the Bengals and Joe Burrow started to look like Joe Burrow last week. Like, I thought Burrow played a really sharp game, averaged nearly 10 yards per attempt against Miami. I think Joe Burrow is going to have a strong game on Sunday, and I'm excited to watch this one. Bengals and the Ravens, just hope Rashad Bateman plays. But the Bengals are the Bengals. They're the same team every week to me. They've just underachieved a little bit this year. The good news is the usage is there. The things are coming.
You can join me at that game, by the way, down in Baltimore on the Game Time app. This morning on the Ross – or yesterday morning on the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, it was $88 to get in. Now it's $85. Game Time is the fastest growing ticketing app. I'm showing it to you, those of you watching on YouTube, that guarantees the lowest price on tickets to all your favorite sports, concerts, and shows. Just put in your location and see what the awesome deals are they have around you, because it's pretty impressive. You can even see the view from your seat in the app. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and redeem code FEAST for $20 off your first purchase. So you're already guaranteed to get the lowest price on the tickets. Then you take $20 off with code FEAST on your first purchase. Terms apply. Download Game Time. Last minute ticket. So you can check near your area, near where you live, for the lowest price guaranteed on those tickets. What do you have for me Monday night? Big time rivalry, Joe, Raiders Chiefs.
And the Raiders now, I think the big story for them last week against Denver was Josh Jacobs. I mean, we talked all offseason. If you were on fantasy Twitter, maybe I mentioned it once or twice here on the podcast, the dead zone for running backs. Well, the dead zone is the one that's actually at the top of the leaderboards. Josh Jacobs was like a sixth, seventh round pick. He's near the top of the running back leaderboards. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, sixth, seventh, eighth round pick. He's near the top of the leaderboards. Miles Sanders, seventh, eighth, ninth round pick. He's at the top of the leaderboards. So maybe next year we should be drafting all dead zone running backs. I mean, look at Josh Jacobs. Jacobs ranks sixth among all running backs in snap rate. He's 11th in expected fantasy points, and he leads the league in carry share inside the 20 and inside the 10. He has 100% of the Raiders rush attempts inside the 10-yard line. So there is nobody vulturing Josh Jacobs. Nobody's even getting a chance to vulture Josh Jacobs. And obviously, their passing game hasn't worked nearly as much as they would have liked, with Hunter Renfrow missing the last two games with a concussion. His status needs to be monitored. Darren Waller hasn't been as productive. He's fifth among this from Jared Smola. He's fifth among tight ends in total routes, but he's only got a 15.5% target share. So teams are really kind of bracketing Devontae Adams and Darren Waller. I think the Raiders need Hunter Renfrow back really to take advantage of the fact that teams are taking out their big time. We've seen Devontae Adams bracketed. We've seen Darren Waller bracketed. Teams are taking away their big time passing game options. But last week against Denver, the Raiders were like, okay, you're going to bracket our guys down the field. We're just going to run the ball down your throats. And Josh Jacobs answered that bell. So I'm very interested to see how Josh Jacobs handles that going forward. Now, flipping over to Kansas City, Clyde Edwards-Helaire is just running hotter than the sun in terms of touchdown luck. But, like, you know, everything to me says that's a sell high guy. But, you know, if you've got a running back who's putting up top five numbers and he's red hot, I kind of understand why you don't want to sell high and you just want to see if it goes, because you know Kansas City's going to score points and Edwards-Helaire is earning these opportunities. He scored a touchdown on 9.2% of his touches. So basically one out of every 11 times he touches the football, he's getting in the end zone. And this is a guy who had zero touchdown luck before this year because his touchdown per touch rate was 3% earlier in the season. One situation to watch with Kansas City. Juju Smith-Schuster ran a route on 67% of their pass plays in week 4. That was his lowest of the season. The question becomes, is that a blip on the radar or is that the beginning of a trend? Because the rookie Sky Moore ran a season-high 10 routes in week 4. Now, 10 routes is not enough to play a guy for fantasy purposes, but it is enough to take a look and see, hey, this guy Juju, who is averaging like 4 yards ADOT, like he's not being thrown the ball deep. Everybody thought, oh, Patrick Mahomes is going to throw him the ball deeper than Ben Roethlisberger did. Not a whole lot. They need some reliable speed on the perimeter and in the slot, and I wonder if Sky Moore is going to get that from the Kansas City Chiefs. Somebody who might, if he was dropped over the first month, maybe get a speculative ad, because I'm interested to see if his usage goes up here over the next couple weeks with Juju Smith-Schuster's usage being pulled back.
Check him out on social at @FG_Dolan. I'm at Ross Tucker NFL. We are at Ross Tucker Pod. If you quote tweet at Ross Tucker Pod this week, you will have a great chance to be the winner of the Spread the Word via social media. FantasyPoints.com is where you put the code 22FEAST in. Other than that, I am stuffed. We are done.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Feast podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, Even Money, Business of Sports, and the College Draft. All available at Apple Podcasts, RossTucker.com, or wherever podcasts can be found.